Aloha, my peeps and peepettes. I hope you are doing absolutely amazing as always. I've missed you guys. I know it's been a few days since I have done a new podcast, but it's been a busy week for me. And ever since my birthday on Sunday, it's just wow. It's been one thing after another, but they've been good things, so I'm very happy about that, that I was busy the whole week. But I'm glad also that I'm making the time to, you know, be able to share with you my newest article. And it's an article about how you can empower yourself and you can save yourself from any toxic person, situation that you may be going through. Unfortunately, there are people that come to our lives that, you know, they may have the best intentions to be in your life. However, they are toxic and they don't know how to love you except in a toxic way and manner. And that is not right. It's really not. I am a firm believer that you should treat people the way that you want to be treated. And you can't demand respect. You have to earn it, the same as trust. So this particular article empowered me so much as I was writing it, because it is from personal experience. I have no shame in sharing that at all. I am a survivor in many areas of life through things that have occurred to me, and we'll touch a little more about that as we continue on our journey, you know, podcasting, and we get to share together more intimate details or more stories, because my creative writing is not just fictional, it's also non-fictional. So it entails experiences, or, you know, friends, family, that are people that I meet that share with me, and I have the privilege and the honor to write about their story. But this one in particular is completely mine, and I'm so proud of it. I really am. I remember that when I finished it and I read it back to myself, I had tears in my eyes, but they weren't sad tears. They were very happy tears. So it's incredible how you can be your own hero. Sometimes we expect for others to come and save us, or sometimes we feel like we should stay with a certain person or have a certain person around, if it's a family member or friend, quote unquote, just because that's the only way that they know how to love. And no. We deserve a lot better. We deserve pure, unconditional love all the time. And we should not in any way, shape, or form feel ashamed of wanting that, of needing that, and being the servant of that. So always remember, like I talked about in my previous article, you know, be brave, fail big, it's okay. Rewire the reckless mind, because you have the power to control. You have this beautiful energy. And, you know, if you believe in God and you're a Christian, you know, you may call it God, Jesus. If you believe in the universe, if, you know, you believe in whatever it is, there is this higher power that's out there that helps us and contributes to what we want. So let's attract positivity. Let's empower ourselves. And let's remember that even though there's a yin and yang, and the good and the bad, always choose the light, because that's where you're going to find your happy. So tonight, I want to go ahead and share, like I said, my latest blog, and it is called De Profundis Transparency by Wendy Cecilia. As the burden of sorrows refuses to stop a daring game of truth or dare, I look into the reflection of a fool standing in front of me. This foolish dark angel stands firmly while looking back at me with stares of emptiness. Its pain quickly becomes my version of what a good time feels like when injected with rage. Its sadistic laugh sounds almost humorous, so much so that I'm liking it. I feel as if we're enjoying a staring contest more than we should. And it rapidly becomes the type of adrenaline rush I have been needed for. Its large and heavy wings fluttered in an abnormal rhythm. the pulsating vibrations coming from such aberration seems to mock the notion that everybody needs someone of their own to show them what true misery is, what it feels like, and to guide you to what you don't want. This dark entity insists that everyone should simply give into the thought of remaining alone with the retention of pain and agony as my lifetime partner. No, I don't think so. I was born for so much more than that. The terrifying appearance of its colossal wings have the power to make it impossible for anyone to remain brave. At least, that's what this entity, this toxicity that he brings out, wants you to think and believe. There is some truth when we believe that caging ourselves in wings of darkness is easier than forgetting all of the destruction uncaring souls have caused to our hearts. But what a shame. It's harder to let go of our insecurities rather than face them and allow ourselves to love again, true love, unconditional love, the one that we deserve. The fool chooses to hold on to its despair as this dark angel guarantees the price of solitude. Its intent is to make you believe that you haven't or aren't worthy of any more than this. Is he right? I don't think so. This shadow, this monstrous entity, creates a filled with essence of agony. This chaotic shadow casts a permanent curse in our thoughts. I guess willingly acquiescent to this despairing curse seems much easier. We seem empty with no will to fight back, to stop any of the mind chaos that we tend to create or allow others to create in us. But what do you think would happen if instead of accepting this curse, we rebelled against it? After all, doesn't everybody need somebody to hold on to? Somebody that really, truly loves you and wants to be with you? Let's allow belief and faith to cure this charade. You don't need to live under lies. You don't need to live under someone else's toxic energy. You don't need someone else's negativity to define who you are. The reflection of the fool laughs sadistically. It has never met faith nor belief. It's oblivious of their existence. The dark angel flutters its massive evil wings, and we continue to get our psyches high with these endless gusts of drug-filled air. The powerful reflection that this fool has is beyond compare. This entity that has become a dark angel of emptiness, choosing to forget that it is not the only one who feels alone and abandoned. We are all broken in one way or another. We all have suffered disappointment and heartache. And that's a fact. That's part of life. We are meant to experience suffering. We're meant to experience disappointment. And we're meant to have our hearts broken at least once. That's what makes us stronger. That's how we know that we are brave. That's how we know we are survivors of anything that comes our way. Yet, we have been depleted of the joy we have inherited at birth. We have been ill-treated by the ones we have trusted the most. Those we chose to love, not knowing any better. Those that were supposed to love us back, protect us, take care of us. The great lie is that by barricading ourselves inside the cage of wings of darkness will avoid rejection and disappointment. Lies. They are lies. Why? Because we don't belong in that world. We genuinely don't. But such profanity of words. I mean, such wickedness of the mind. Such violation of the soul. Such sacrilege of the spirit. Again, such profanity of words. The world tried to convert me into a fool, but it lost its game. It absolutely did. Though I guess you can call me a fool, as I am willing to risk it all again, as love conquers all, I'm a fair and true believer in that. I don't pity the doubt of doubt. You know what? Doubt is fine. Doubt is normal. It's okay for us to doubt ourselves or to doubt others every now and then, but that's why you have the opportunity to balance things out. Decide what you want. Trust your instinct, your gut, what it tells you to do and not do. You see, I don't dwell on all that can go wrong. I don't second guess the contentment of my being. I don't play it safe and build walls in order to pretend that serenity lives within me. I am serenity. I am calm. I don't shed tears of empty suffering. Why, you may ask? I don't need a reminder that alienation is easier than bravery. Bravery comes with a greater reward, no matter how hard you think it is. I don't contemplate the fear of loss. I've lost it all, and I've gained it all back with passion and determination. I've lost people along the way, and that's okay. Some of them I miss, and some of them I don't. So, again, I don't contemplate the fear of loss. Instead, I appreciate the joy of gain. The gain of bravery, of knowledge, of respect towards my being. I don't question new endeavors. I welcome them. I take a leap over and over again. Why? Because I love to be happy. And I welcome them. I welcome happiness. I welcome joy. I welcome bravery. I don't self-destruct over an overwhelmed mind that ends up hating itself because it chose fear as its best friend. No, we broke up years ago. I am my own best friend. Why? Because I love me and I can trust me in any situation. So stop for a moment and think about it. What's the point of living if you only live in fear? There is no point, is it? I guess, in fact, coming to the realization, I did win the staring game by choosing both truth and dare. You see, it is true I dare to live my life to the fullest. I choose not to break my own heart. I rather live feeling grateful for my past scars and showcase them happily and bravely and proudly. For my present journey and the exciting future awaiting for me? Oh yeah, absolutely. Your toxicity left no trail on me. Well, the end. Thank you so much for being with me for this podcast. I know this one was a little shorter than my last one, but it has a lot of meaning and emotion, and you know, it's incredible how some people do come to your life to teach you lessons on how you don't want to be treated, or how you don't want to feel, or how you don't want to live, or how you don't want to react and be yourself, because some people come to teach you as well that you need to change, because you might have some areas in your lives to where you're toxic, or you're holding yourself down or caging yourself because you haven't been able to forgive either someone that did you wrong or forgiving yourself for something that you did. But it's very important that you recognize every single day that you are a beautiful and amazing creation. I heard someone once tell me, God doesn't make dirt. The universe doesn't create Newtons, doesn't create garbage. And that stuck with me. That has stuck with me for so many. Like I said, it's good stuff. I'm so sorry, peeps. I had some technical difficulties with the microphone, so I had to stop midway through my sentence. But where I was getting to was, love yourself. Don't worry about your past. Don't worry about what happened to you. Don't worry about what somebody did or tried to do. You know, just love yourself. Really, truly love yourself. You deserve it. We all do. And don't let someone negative try to, you know, define who you are. You're worthy of so much, and you deserve so much. So again, thank you for sharing this with me. I try to keep it not so dark, because again, I'm trying to promote light and love
But regardless, just keep moving forward. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that, about it, because it really hit home, you know, and it was an experience, a moment to where it was very hard, and I'm glad that I got through it. I'm glad that I'm here sharing the story with you. And, you know, if you would like to share your story, again, would like me to write something or have any recommendations, you are more than welcome to contact me. You can reach me on Instagram at I am Wendy Cecilia. You can also reach me on my website at www.wendycecilia.com. You can also follow my page on Facebook, which is Wendy Cecilia Podcasting. Leave me a comment, send me a DM, or send me an email, and I'll be more than happy to speak with you and get to know each other a little bit more. And any way that I can help you spread light and love, that would always be a blessing for me to be able to share that with you or to promote with you. So thank you so much, Peep, for, again, being here with me. I hope you have a great weekend, and hopefully I'll have a new podcast coming out soon. I'm working on a new article, which I'm also very excited about. But then again, I get excited about all of my articles because I'm very passionate with my writing. And I mean, it makes me happy. So I encourage you to also find what makes you happy, to find what brightens up your day, what lights up, you know, that spark inside of you. We all have a purpose, and we all have passions and desires, and you should always follow them. You know, we all have a gift one way or another. Mine happens to be writing, and I couldn't have asked for a better gift. So I'm blessed that I can share this with you. So I will see you, well, I will talk to you next time. But in the meantime, stay absolutely amazing, peeps. Know that you are loved and you're admired and you are wanted and you are needed. Bye-bye, my peeps.